Watch, passengers evacuate via emergency slides when Delta flight catches fire in Orlando. By Amy Furr on April 22, 2025. A Delta Airlines flight caught fire on Monday at Orlando International Airport, prompting swift evacuations of the passengers on board. Delta Flight 1213, which usually goes between Orlando and Atlanta, was taxiing to the runway when one of the jet's engines caught on fire. Fox 35 reported, noting there were 282 people on board at the time. When flames came out of one of the plane's engines, passengers quickly evacuated via the plane's emergency slides. While no injuries were reported initially, a spokesperson for Orlando International Airport later confirmed that three people were transported with minor injuries, the outlet said. Video footage shows the smoke and flames, people inside the plane getting ready to evacuate and then coming down the emergency slide. Following the incident, Delta said, "We appreciate our customers' cooperation and apologize for the experience. Nothing is more important than safety, and Delta teams will work to get our customers to their final destinations as soon as possible." The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, said the flight was pushing back from the gate for departure around 11:15 a.m. when the fire erupted. Passengers evacuated the aircraft using slides. The Airbus A330 was headed to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The FAA will investigate, the agency added. In January, Delta passengers evacuated a Boeing aircraft due to an engine fire at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, Breitbart News reported. Four passengers sustained minor injuries during the incident. Flight tracking data reportedly shows the plane aborted takeoff almost halfway down the runway just after 9 a.m. The following month, another Delta Airlines flight carrying 162 passengers was forced to make an emergency landing in Los Angeles, California, because of smoke on board the plane, per Breitbart News. The report noted the plane was on its way to Sydney, Australia, when the incident happened but returned to Los Angeles International Airport, LAX.